Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Chuck, you talked about this last Friday, about the pass rush, the guys up front. One of the things Mike alluded to yesterday, and we talked quite a bit about it, was all the batted balls defensively. I want to kind of start there and talk about, from a defensive lineman standpoint, we hear, you know, you guys learn all these different techniques. But talk to our listeners about what the deal is with batted balls and getting your hands up. Is that about angles, or is that just about reading the quarterback?
Well, Carl, that's a good question. And the first thing defensive linemen think, they call that the second pass rush. The first pass rush is when you rush the passer, and if you don't have success, then you're always taught to get your hands up. Casey Rogers, the defensive line coach for Tampa Bay, we both had a legendary coach called Rex Norris. The same philosophy that Casey was teaching his defensive lineman, Vita, Adamikin, is something that we actually learned together in 1990 in college. It's something that we talked about throughout the years, and that's part of that. That's the part of the reason. But let me tell you where the Falcons went where the Falcons went wrong and how their scheme affected it. The Falcons never had enough time to throw a deep pass. So if you get a chance to throw an explosive play that's, say, 20, 25 yards, the trajectory of the ball will go over a defensive lineman's hands. So the Falcons didn't have enough time, nor did they get enough deep routes with Gage or whether it was Pitts or any of those guys downfield. So that a lot of the Falcons actually routes affected the ability and helped Tampa basically knock down passes.
Yeah, we were saying there was like no vertical passing game. How much of that was, you know, by design by us or what, you know, what Tampa was dictating? Big Chuck Smith, Joe, is with us here breaking it down as he does every week, guys, as we talk about what just happened. And, again, we'll get into what's going on with the Giants later in the week. Chuck, the line, in the center of the line, they commented on TV. It was just, it seemed like, is it an intuition thing or is that just comes from experience and knowing where to go? Because they always seem to go where they didn't need to be, where somebody wasn't, and then a free, whether it was a linebacker, somebody got a free run at the quarterback a lot.
Yeah, you know, I mean, give Tampa Todd Bowles a lot of credit with free runners, where he's basically, when the Falcons, when you got five, Tampa's basically trying to get a free runner, and that's getting one more than the Falcons had. And, you know, to me, it looked like the line is one step slow. And what that tells me, Mike, is that they're indecisive. They're truly not embedded in this offense, because remember, nobody is, because we got the answer. We said we didn't prepare in the preseason, so what do you expect? You know, but, you know, give Tampa some credit, but to me, a lot of it has more to do with Atlanta's youthfulness. And I'm going to tell you this. I heard y'all talking about Matt Ryan. Some people saying you got him in the cradle, Mike, and you got a diaper on him and you babying him still. I heard that, all right? So, but here's what I believe. Matt Ryan, listen, y'all, Matt Ryan, in that first, when he got him back in the game in the first three quarters, some of the good things he did from second to third quarter, that was absolutely incredible. His pocket presence, his pocket, his ability to move and stay away from the rush. Because, listen, guys, this pass rush wasn't no different than Philly. They just didn't get him on the ground. Mm-hmm. He was grabbed. He was harassed. So I'm not going to sit here and say, wow, impressive. He didn't get injured like Ben Roethlisberger did, but he got blasted 10 times. To me, the offensive line let the Falcons down again. Matt Ryan was magical at some point in the pocket.
Chuck Smith joining us here on Dukes and Bell. All right, Chuck, let's give out your ballers and busters. All right, who won, who didn't, and why?
All right, I got you. First baller. Now, listen real closely, guys. Every week, number 90 for the Falcons, Marlon Davidson is under the watch. He will get a baller or a buster. Because when you wear number 90 and you're going to be 9-0 to Rhino 2.0, you got the ball. So he gets the baller this week. Marlon Davidson got his first sack, so good stuff on that. Nice. It was a nice stunt by Grady and Fowler. Also, real quick, let me give a baller out to Kyler Murray, Lamar Jackson, Dak Prescott, Justin Fields, even Josh Allen, using their legs and showing people that, guess what, the evolution of what Mike Vick kind of started is here, and you can win with running quarterbacks. Right. All right, number two, there's something. Now, we got busters. Carl, I got mega busters.
All right.
The mega busters are the Pittsburgh Steelers offensive line. That's like two busters in one. He got hit 10 times. He's out. His pec is hurt. His feelings are hurt. And right now, I'm going to tell you, he's hurt. Real quick, another triple buster, Miami Dolphins. Anytime he gets shut out 35-0, Tua's hurt again. I mean, you're the next kind of buster. Now, shout out to these ballers, the Raiders and the Cowboys fans. The Raiders fans took over the Steelers stadium, y'all. My boy Cam Hayward said it wasn't going to happen, but they did. And shout out to the Cowboys fans. Kudos to what the Cowboys did in San Diego, man. So big ups to them. I got a bust real quick, Kansas City Chiefs fan. How are you going to move Chris Jones, one of the best defensive tackles in the game, to the edge? Right now, as they – listen, Mike, as they would say up north, listen, Kansas City's defense is a disaster. I'm just telling you that right now. And look, here's my last buster. This is a major buster that goes out to Charles Henry Smith III. Your boy, I'm talking in third person. I cut myself off last week, y'all. I had some new Air Buds, man. I was in here. I panicked. One fell out my ear. I cut off. The boys in the studio called me back, man. Man, I got to give myself a buster, y'all. So, hey, man, that's my ballers and busters. I'm finishing up as a buster. I accept my responsibility. Sean, you know, Sean and Reggie, they can, you know, bench me. Oh, I don't work that full time. Oh, God, I'm free.
You silly. You're silly. All right, I'm glad you gave yourself a buster because, yes, that was on you. Yeah. Last week.
Know your gear. Chuck, know your gear, okay? Know how to put on a jock strap. Know how to put on your shoulder pads, man. Hey, it's Chuck Smith with us here on the WaitForIt.com hotline, our weekly visit. Chuck was a member of, for our younger audience. We actually had a defense once with Swagger. It was called the Bomb Squad. We got after it. Did you see our defense finding some confidence when they made those runs, got a couple of three and outs against Brady? Chuck, is that something they can build on as they learn more and understand how Dean Pease's defense works?
Absolutely. I listen. I got a chance. I watched. I love seeing Dante Fowler. He bull rushed. Then he did a counter with like a club move upfield. He got off the bull rush. Then he made it. He got a sack. Also, I'm watching Mean. Kevin, he hit him with a cross chop. Some good rushes. Marlon Davidson did some good stuff. So, no, I saw the Falcons defensive line show some life. Deion Jones came down through the line, had his shoulders down, understood where protection was. So he knew where he had to dip at when he got a sack. So, Mike, your answer is yes. The Falcons showed life and were better as pass rushers in this game.
Yeah, I thought so too. And in your experience, how long are we talking about before we feel comfortable? I say we as in the players. It's not week one or two. At what point? Is it 6 weeks in the season where you go, man, I know what I'm doing. I know where I'm supposed to be responsibility-wise. I feel a lot more comfortable, which means then you play freely.
Well, I feel like it's going to be probably around game three or four. Okay. And let me tell you why, because you're playing the Giants this week. Things get a lot better when you get a chance to get your quarterback back there and get some plays that you can't run. So remember, the Falcons offense, their plays that they haven't been able to run because the bullies up in Philly and the dogs that we played in Tampa. So when you look at it from that standpoint, I think the Falcons offense will evolve as well as the defense, like Dean Pease talked about. I just think these next couple games give the Falcons a better chance, and they will get better, I believe, in games three and four.
Yeah, I know that we've talked a lot about, you know, changing the culture. And, you know, as we said, Carl and I started the show talking about what our identity is. And it's just difficult because I think some fans don't realize, Chuck, how bare the cupboard was. We turned the roster over, and we didn't have a lot of money to spend on big impact players. So this is it. I mean, anything that's going to happen is going to come from coaching and development through the course of the season. Is that the best way to put it?
Yeah, I mean, I think they got it. They got to create it. I mean, NFL, you can't ask for respect. I'm going to be real with y'all. You got to take respect. You got to not cast around, man. You got to be a dog. You got to be the cat. When the Dominican Sue gets off the pile, Mayfield push him on the pile and get that 15-yard penalty and say, yo, what? Like you say, like old school. So the Falcons, I'm going to just tell you straight up, I love them. Each individual is evaluated differently in the setting of a team. the team looked around the league is looked at as weak. But Grady, you got individuals like Deion, some of those guys are looked at as dogs. But you really think right now people really fear Kyle Pitts blocking him? You really fear? You really think, honestly, the Rams with Ramsey and some of them guys will fear our receiver core? They got to go out and earn it. They got to change the identity because, remember, this last identity, remember, we were just all gas, no brakes. We were just finesse. We were just Julio Jones. So the Falcons, not only is it the Falcons team, it was the organization that created that our team is built around offense.
Yeah.
So when you're built around offense around the NFL, there's some semblance when you don't have the players that you're soft and you're weak. Right now, I mean, when you're 0-2, guess what? If you're 0-2 right now, everybody in the NFL is looking at that team as being weak. And the Falcons jump right back in.
Got a chance to change that on Sunday. Chuck, great job as always. Look forward to our visit on Friday, man. Take care.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.